The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has put off a vote on the New START treaty, originally set for tomorrow. Now that vote's not likely till mid-September. This is the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, negotiated earlier this year with Russia. The first START treaty expired late last year, and that means there's currently no treaty governing in detail the nuclear arsenals of the U.S. or Russia. The new START calls for significant reductions in the deployed nuclear weapons of both countries, but as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, it looks like it may have a hard time getting the 67 votes in the Senate required to ratify any treaty.
The Obama administration spent much of last year negotiating a new nuclear weapons treaty with Moscow, and during those negotiations, the first START treaty expired. New START was signed by Presidents Obama and Dmitry Medvedev in April. Now it's up to the Senate. There have been nearly 20 hearings in the Senate Foreign Relations, Armed Services, and Intelligence Committees. All the while, no treaty and no verification mechanisms are in place to manage the nuclear arsenals of Russia and the U.S. Ellen Tauscher, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control, was speaking recently at a public forum at the State Department.
Since the original START treaty expired last December, we have nothing. We have no transparency into Russia's strategic nuclear forces.
Right.
We have no agreement to work cooperatively to make sure that either side is not worried about a breakout possibility.
The centerpiece of the new START treaty is the reduction of each side's deployed nuclear forces to 1,550 warheads, down from roughly 2,200 on each side today. These are still enormous nuclear arsenals, but among Republicans in the Senate, many remain unconvinced. The conservative arguments against the treaty are these. New START would hamper U.S. plans to build missile defense systems. Supporters say that's not true. Critics say the treaty does not deal with thousands of tactical or smaller battlefield nuclear weapons. That is true, supporters say, by design. This is a strategic nuclear weapons treaty. If it is not ratified, the U.S. and Russia will never get to the problem of tacticals. Finally, say the critics, the treaty gets in the way of modernizing the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Stephen Pfeiffer, an expert on arms control at the Brookings Institution, says the modernization argument is also weak.
There's nothing in the treaty there that limits our ability to modernize our strategic forces or our nuclear weapons complex. In fact, it specifically says modernization is allowed. So whether we decide to modernize or not, I mean, that's our choice, with or without the treaty.
Nevertheless, only one Republican senator, Richard Lugar of Indiana, is on the record now in favor of New START. The treaty needs 67 votes. So assuming all Democrats and the Senate's two independent members support it, it still needs 8 Republicans, a very hard number to come by these days in the highly partisan body. Nevertheless, supporters of the treaty, such as Daryl Kimball, the director of the Arms Control Association, remain optimistic.
It can be and it will be ratified. The New START treaty is so clearly overwhelmingly in the United States' national security interests. I find it difficult to believe that Republicans, Democrats are going to vote this treaty down.
Some very prominent former Republican officials have testified in its favor. They include former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger, James Baker, and George Shultz, as well as many senior retired military officers who had responsibility for U.S. strategic nuclear forces in the past. Richard Burt, who helped negotiate the first START treaty and who worked in the Reagan administration, is greatly concerned about the consequences if New START is not ratified.
The failure to ratify this treaty would, I think, be a true calamity. It would end the administration's policy of reset with Russia. I think the Russians would conclude it's hard to do business with the United States. I think it would really raise questions in both friendly and unfriendly capitals around the world about the coherence of American foreign policy.
If the Foreign Relations Committee votes in favor as expected, the Senate leadership will have to find the time for a debate by the full Senate. With the upcoming November elections looming, it's not clear whether that will take place before the election or afterward. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.